Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. It's that time of the week that I introduce this week's special guest, and I'm so excited to catch up with the one and only Jake Carter. Jake, how are you?
Hello, Katie. Thank you so much for having me back on the show.
Not at all, not at all. Listen, you've so much going on of late. I haven't spoken to you in quite a while now. And my first question before we get into your new music is, congratulations on the engagement.
Thank you very much. Cheers. A lot's changed since the last time I was down in studio with you.
For sure. How's the wedding plans going?
Slowly but surely, I think is the best way to put that. we're in no major panic for it, but we started looking at guest lists and stuff like that, and I think that's delayed it even more, to be honest. The amount of back and forth we've had and small little arguments over who's coming and all that kind of stuff that I'm sure anyone who's organised a wedding goes through. But it's all good. We're taking our time with it to make sure we get it right.
And you're dead right to do that. I would say just elope, just two of you, run off, get married, and then
well,
come back and face the consequences.
The end of the last argument was Karen saying, do you know what? We're not going to have a wedding. We'll just go away with Lenny the dog and we'll just go and do it like that.
I love that.
I was like, well, I think that might be easier at this stage.
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love Karen. We love watching your TikToks down here and ye arguing
you.
Over who pronounces what the best. Absolutely love it. It's golden.
I think we're running out of words at this stage.
I'll send you on a few later, okay? Well, you have a new single out. It is called Old Friends. I'm absolutely loving it. Tell me a little bit about where you drew the inspiration for this one.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, Old Friends is actually a song that I'd wrote a good few years ago with some friends of mine, Mark Kaplis and Wayne Farrell. And it's kind of one of them, it's a bit nostalgic. It's a look back on kind of simpler times, I suppose, when I was younger and different friends that I may have kind of lost touch with, but still think about all the time. And it's kind of a tip of the hat to those times growing up in Liverpool. I mean, as a child, I was constantly out with my friends, out on the bike, you know, just general kind of mischievous childhood. There's a lyric in it that says we knocked and ran away from growing up, and we used to call it knock and run or knock a door dash. I'm sure everyone has a different name for that game when they were kids. But yeah, it's kind of the lyrics in it are very kind of meaningful to me. And it does, anytime I hear it now, take me back to kind of when I was a child growing up in Liverpool, and I was very blessed to have such an amazing childhood and some amazing friends that some that I'm still in touch with today, and some, like I said there, that I probably haven't heard of in a good few years, but would still think of from the odd time.
I love that. Well, that's a little tribute to them, isn't it, this song?
It is, yeah, completely, completely. And like that, I think everyone, when their friends growing up, kind of they shape, without sounding, I suppose, corny about it, they shape who the people you become. Do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't be who you are without your friends when you're growing up. And even though some of them move away, I mean, there's three lads that I actually talk about. One of them is now living in Spain. One of them is living on a boat. He travels the world on a boat as an engineer. And the other friend, Paul, is my best friend. He's still living in Liverpool. So we've all took completely different paths in life, but we still remember each other, do you know what I mean? And still see each other normally once a year or any time we're back in Liverpool.
I love that for you. Well, Jake, you are coming to the end of your tour. How has it been? And you have one more gig coming up, if I'm right in thinking.
We do, yeah. We've our last gig in Macroom this Sunday, actually. So it's been a great tour. The Point of View tour, we were kind of gigging all of the tracks off the last EP, plus some older songs, plus trying out some new stuff. And it's been great. We've been all over the country with it. And we're finishing up now this Sunday in a lovely new theatre. It's a newly renovated theatre called the Briary Gap, which is absolutely stunning. They've just redone it up. And I'm really looking forward to that. And then that's kind of closing out that chapter of music and kind of opening the door then for this next set of tracks coming through.
Are you able to tell us anything about what's coming next?
More of kind of the same stuff, I guess. Old Friends is the first track from this next batch of songs, and it's probably the most upbeat one and the most kind of heartfelt one. There's some slower tracks, some tearjerkers, and a load of other stuff in between as well. So I'm really happy with the music that we're kind of producing at the minute, and it really seems to kind of fit exactly where I see myself going in that kind of pop genre. And I'm just so happy to getting it out, because we spend so long on these songs. Like I said, Their Old Friends was written a good few years ago now at this stage, and has been with Richie, the producer, for a number of years, and we've had a number of different versions. So to eventually just get it out, and like genuinely the release day, the amount of comments and messages that I got of people saying they love the song and it's reminding them of their friends. And actually someone only messaged me there yesterday to say that they reached out to a friend from years ago and got chatting back with them again after hearing the song. So to see my songs that I wrote in the studio out and doing stuff like that and people enjoying them and listening to them, that's what it's all about as a musician.
I love that. Absolutely love that. Well, Jake, if anyone doesn't already, I don't know why, but if anyone wants to go and follow your social medias, where can they find you or download your music?
We're on absolutely everywhere other than OnlyFans. That's what I normally say. I haven't branched out to that just yet. But no, you can get me on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and X and everywhere. It's all under Jake Carter Music or Jake Carter Official.
Amazing stuff. Jake, will you please give our love to Karen and Lenny? And all that's left to do is for you to introduce your brand new single here on Spin Set West.
I will, of course. A big thank you for having me on. A big hello to all of the listeners. And this is my brand new single, Old Friends.